You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
Wellington City Councillor Nika Winira has been involved with the Palestinian cause even before the start of the current conflict. Not only has he been a speaker at more recent Palestinian solidarity marches, he also helped lead the start of a sister city partnership with Ramallah, a city in the Palestinian West Bank region. I spoke to him this morning about his involvement with pro-Palestine marches and the significance of indigenous support from Aotearoa, from both iwi and political parties. We then discussed the sister city partnership with Ramallah, looking at how it started and how the current conflict will impact the process. You spoke at one of the first Palestine marches in Wellington. What did you speak about and who did you represent?
So when the Justice for Palestine movement down here decided to organize a response to the events happening in Gaza, they reached out to a few people, I was one of them, and they decided to hold their first march in Civic Square, which is kind of the civic center of the city. And they asked because it's on, you know, council property and has a good deal of significance to the city, and they asked if I would open with a karakia and some thoughts, which I did. And so, yeah, my angle, if you like, if angle's the right word, the whole time since the start of our sister city process until now and into the future has been that idea of indigenous solidarity, you know, and I think that's something that Māori across the country have really picked up on this time around, it seems like. That idea of showing aroha to a colonized people, to a people actively being colonized, and getting out to support and show that aroha and that solidarity.
And can you talk a little bit more about the importance of indigenous support and solidarity from iwi or tangata whenua or even from our political parties such as Te Pāti Māori?
Te Pāti Māori has been really great on this issue. And look, I think it's something that, you know, Māori intuitively understand. There doesn't need to be there's not a huge gap in the messaging. You know, we see what's happening. And I think you only have to compare those very striking and tragic graphics of the land confiscations over time to understand where that sentiment comes from in Māori. But yeah, and I think, you know, there have been key Māori leaders who have really shown the comparisons between the issues, and it's been really awesome to see.
And Labour leader Chris Hipkins has called for a ceasefire. What do you think of his call for a ceasefire after more than 40 days?
I think he can pretty much see which way the winds are blowing. I think he even has probably got some information that we don't have about what a national government might have done, and so wants to preempt them. So, I don't know. I mean, it's good, I suppose, but, you know, a call is just that, a call. Nobody is necessarily going to listen to little old Aotearoa, but it is good. It's good that they took that step and finally showed a tiny bit of leadership.
Let's go back before this particular conflict. Earlier this year, you and many other Wellington councillors voted to create a sister city partnership with the Palestinian city Ramallah in the West Bank. Can you tell us a little bit about what this partnership was about and why you voted for it?
Yeah, so it was an idea that had been sitting in the community for a number of years, and I have to give credit where it's due to, again, the Justice for Palestine folks, who during the local election process of 2022, who sent out a survey and got prospective candidates to go on the record saying whether they would support it or not, which is a very effective way of getting political change, because naturally candidates want to say yes to everything, and you can hold them to that. But it's an idea that really did come from the community, and I decided to raise it because once we got in there, it sort of seemed like nobody was doing anything about it, and, you know, it's that classic scenario of, oh, yeah, I would support it, but I don't want to start it. You know, so I saw that someone was going to have to kind of get the ball rolling, and so I did that with the help of my colleague, Tamitha Paul, who's down in Wellington Central, and it was a pretty tricky process. There was a lot of compromising. There was a lot of negotiating. And the day itself was quite painful, I think, I would say. You know, we had a lot of public attention. There were a lot of public submitters. We even had security in the room. And a couple of people had to be encouraged to end their speeches early because of the content of those speeches. It passed. And in the form we got it to is it begins as a friendly city relationship. We kind of establish things, suss things out, have a corridor with them and see what they want it to look like. And from there, we develop it to a sister city relationship in the future.
And what does a sister city with Ramallah look like? What does it mean?
So there are some similarities between our cities, which I think could be the basis for a really effective and enduring relationship. So they are kind of a film and arts capital of their region, just like Wellington is over here. They have some really awesome artistic values that I think Wellingtonians could learn from. And in the future, I can envision, you know, school exchanges, cultural exchanges going both ways, and, you know, sharing of administrative knowledge as well between our two civic organizations. The potential is really limitless. We have a number of sister city relationships around the world, and they all work a bit differently. So, yeah, I'm quite excited to see what we could do with this one.
And you did say that there was quite a lot of attention on the day. What was the broader public support or reaction like? You know, was there a lot of pushback?
There was a lot of pushback. I would say, I mean, it's tricky because it brings up a lot of feelings. It brings up a lot of anxiety for people when you mention it, let alone, you know, take a concrete sort of step to showing a bit of solidarity to, you know, quote unquote, one side. So we had some submitters who kind of rattled off, you know, the various alleged crimes of Hamas and sort of started talking about some very graphic and unpleasant things. But we also had some submitters, some quite prominent, like kind of progressive Jewish voices who just expressed a bit of worry that, you know, even having the conversation or starting the process would lead to increased violence or hate towards the Jewish community, which we were very conscious of. And so that was probably the hardest part for me, because those were really valid concerns. You know, as it turned out, obviously a few months later, the Gaza conflict kicked off again. So, you know, the point sort of became a bit moot. But regardless, at the time, that was still something that we had to wrestle with. The submitters in favor were really good, though. Again, Justice for Palestine showed up and they did a really beautiful presentation called Getting to Know Ramallah. And that was really nice. They sort of gave us a little virtual tour around the city and introduced everyone in the room a little bit closer to the city that we're going to be getting to know on an intimate basis. So, yeah, it was a hard day, but it was a good day in the end.
And how has the current conflict in Gaza impacted this partnership and the process?
Yeah, it has. We're keen to move along with the relationship at their pace, really. Obviously, they have significantly bigger things to be worrying about right now. And so we're kind of letting them take the lead. We've had some good comms with them. You know, they've sent us a letter asking us to support their calls for a ceasefire, which we did. We made a statement publicly, and we sent a letter to central government, which it seems was finally acted on about, you know, 2 or 3 weeks later. But, yeah, they're already using our relationship to leverage a bit of political change, which is great. That was kind of that was one of the points. And so we're waiting, letting them take the lead. And when the time is right to progress things, maybe once things have cooled down, hopefully, and there's a humanitarian solution found, then we can sort of progress it a bit more.
That was Wellington City Councillor Nikau Winira talking about his solidarity and involvement with the Palestinian community.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.